As we wait for people to come in, I thought I'll say a few words. First of all, if you look at the program of the conference, we won't have any proceedings or anything like this. Everything is published online with the help of folks here at KITP, and many of the talks at the conference, as you can see here, you can already go and look at the slides and download podcast. If you go home, you can listen to some of the talks again. You can view them, and you can see the slides. If you have not sent the PDF yet, please do so. It will be very useful for everybody to be able to go back to the slides and check them again. KITP is famous for that some of the slides are cited more than many of the papers. Just keep that in mind. I also wanted to, again, say that this conference is a part of a 2.5, almost 3 months long workshop that is held here at KITP, and that's something that is very unique. I don't know many places in the world that do it for that amount of time in the setting and atmosphere that is quite as great as here. And I just wanted to say that for people who weren't able to make it to the workshop, you still can participate if you're interested. And the reason is that we're trying to leave a record of what's going on at the workshop by maintaining a pretty active and vibrant wiki space. And so if you go to this program of the conference, it's very easy to find. If you just go here in this panel, you can see Wikispace, right? So when you click there, you go here. And in principle, you need an account to go there. It just takes a simple email that you just request account and you're going to get it. And then you log in and you go and you can explore all the stuff that's going on. You can look at the schedule of what's happening. And if you do, you'll find that there are not many talks. They're mostly discussions. Some people say there are too many discussions, but you know, I think they're sort of self-regulating because if there are too many, people stop coming. But there were fantastic, great discussions where we really tried to go into the deep of thick of things and trying to understand them. Some of them were held regularly every week. Some were held twice or three times on demand. But you can also view what, because many of these discussions left a pretty detailed record, summaries of what was going on. For example, you know, we had discussion here about the Planck SZ richness relation. You come here and you go to this page and you can find a summary of the discussions that were held here during the workshop on that topic. You can, for example, we just heard a recent results and about SZ power spectrum. You can go in, you can go at this section and you can find very detailed summaries of all the discussions we held on SZ power spectrum. And as you can see, you know, you can paste and copy it into papers because it's complete. It's complete with references and so on. So, but you know, and then there, if you, for example, if you're a cool core aficionado, you can go to cool cores, and these summaries were maintained by Mark and Megan, and these are really works of art because you know, if you look at it, it's a paper already written. and you can also see we don't record all the discussions because simply some of them are extremely, so they're just, you know, very informal somewhere in a little room or something. But large discussion in most of the presentations that are drawing most of the workshop are being recorded. So if you go here, online talks, you'll find almost every single presentation that was done since the beginning of the workshop on February 2nd, February 1st, February 2nd, online, just like at a conference. And there are many interesting presentations. Most of them are very informal, and you'll hear lots of voices shouting at the back, you know, where people are, you know, trying to get through their 15 slides, and it takes them 1.5 hours. And so that's, you can hear some fights, and it's very entertaining. And you'll find all the talks online except for Pasquale Mazzotta's, who was so afraid to say something that he could not say about Planck. He just took the battery out of the. He just decided to play it safe and completely destroyed the equipment. Not destroyed, but he took the so that he could tell us everything he could say. It turned out a Planck collaborator was in the audience, so he still had to watch himself. But anyway, So we are trying to leave a record of the workshop, and also we are trying to maintain it so that people who sort of leave the workshop can continue sort of seeing what's going on. People who are coming to the workshop, they can sort of see what's going on. And of course, you know, all of you here are cluster aficionados. So if you're interested to see what's going on, there are lots of great presentations, lots of great discussions. So I encourage you to go on the wiki and explore it. But, and also before we go into last session and talk by Hans, several people commented to me throughout the week that, you know, things are going really smoothly at the conference, and everything seems to be great. And I can say with full honesty that coordinators have nothing to do with this. So the people who actually have something to do with this are people who you see over there, and you know, they're sort of in the background, but they're the people who made all these things happen, and food appear suddenly out of thin air, and you know, talks being recorded, and so on, so on. So we just want to take a minute and to thank them for the effort and the work and for running things so smoothly and making it an exciting and very easy conference. And thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.